Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game three between the Guardians and Tigers about to get underway in the American League Divisional Series, the first of four playoff games in baseball's postseason today. Coming up at 5 Eastern time, it's the Phillies and Mets on Fox Sports 1 as the Mets are up 2-1 in that series with Game 4 in Queens. Yankees and Royals tonight, 7 Eastern in their Game 3. Dodgers and Padres, Game 4, 9 Eastern time on FS1. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers said he had no involvement in the firing of head coach Robert Saleh when speaking with the Pat McAfee Show today.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't.
Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams not likely to face the Steelers in Week 6. Texans place wide receiver Nico Collins on injured reserve because of his hamstring injury.
Fox Sports update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update, the latest Voice of California Agriculture podcast produced by the California Farm Bureau discusses conditions that have caused the U.S. cattle inventory to decrease to its lowest in more than 70 years. The USDA says drought, deteriorating pasture conditions, inflation, and high input costs reduced herd size in recent years, causing beef prices to skyrocket. The episode also covers a rise in bird flu cases and challenges from new organic livestock regulations. The USDA is investing $1.7 billion for purchasing local and regionally produced foods and domestically produced foods for emergency food assistance. These investments, made possible by the Commodity Credit Corporation, will help American producers by ensuring they have the certainty of access to local and regional markets, as well as the financial benefits. USDA is at the same time ensuring schools, childcare facilities, and emergency food providers have access to healthy foods. Veterinarian shortages are not new. Anyone who ever needed a vet in the middle of the night will tell you that, especially rural vets. And it's about to get worse. Penn State professor Jody Cole says about 50% of rural vets currently in practice are within 5 years of retirement. Only 5% are vets working on food, fiber, or milk-producing animals, and only about 3-4% of graduating veterinarians enter livestock practice.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reneged on its promise to let America's cattle ranchers choose the type of animal identification device that best fits their operations. Ranchers can now use low-cost ear tags, or they can use the high-cost electronic identification, or EID, ear tags, giving ranchers the choices of fundamental value we all understand. But the USDA wants a one-size-fits-all system, and beginning November 5th, ranchers will be forced to use high-cost EID ear tags when shipping adult cattle across state lines. This freedom and liberty-stripping mandate must be stopped. Congresswoman Harriet Hagman and U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, both from Wyoming, have introduced resolutions to overturn this mandate, and they need your help. Please call your members of Congress and urge them to support the resolutions of disapproval that will overturn the USDA's EID mandate. You can reach your members of Congress by calling 202-224-3121 and ask for them by name. This message is brought to you by RCAF USA.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading after the minutes from the Fed's latest policy meeting in September were released, which revealed that some Fed officials agreed to cut interest rates, but debated whether to lower them by a quarter or half a percentage point as they weighed the risk of a softening labor market and above-target inflation. Some officials would have preferred a smaller cut, but policymakers argued for a jumbo cut by emphasizing the need to return interest rates to less restrictive levels. Banks are among the gainers as third quarter earnings season kicks off in earnest on Friday, with some of the country's biggest banks releasing their financial results. Among the mega cap tech stocks, Apple is leading the way higher, while shares of Nvidia are down 0.5% and on track to snap a 5-session winning streak. Shares of Tesla are wavering ahead of its robo-taxi launch event on Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me? Gorgeous.
And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rents, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Attention all computer users. Tired of the hassle of transferring your data to a new computer? Knowledge Computers, your local computer repair experts, are here to help. With 17 years of experience, they know how important it is to keep your data safe and secure. That's why they offer a seamless data transfer service that will transfer your entire Windows operating system to a new computer. Call Knowledge Computers today to take the hassle out of your computer upgrade. 805-226-5200. Knowledge Computers, locals helping locals.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paint work from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. We sang those words a long time ago in World War II. I hope they're still true. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Many commentators and pundits have called attention to the fact that the United States seems to follow a course set by the British. Many put us about 15 years behind our English cousins. Protestants in adopting social reforms pioneered by them. Well, of late, that's been a cause for alarm. Under the leadership of the Socialist Labor Party, Britain has slid into seemingly unsolvable economic problems. Inflation and unemployment are staggering, and the value of the pound is sinking like a modern-day Titanic. Per-man-hour productivity in her industrial structure has gone down until the once-vaunted English craftsman is way behind his counterparts in all of the common market countries. Still, egged on by irresponsible labor leaders, he asks for shorter hours, higher pay, and more perks. That's fringe benefits. Strikes for little or no cause are commonplace. Well, at last a voice has been raised, and we as well as the British should take heed. Surprisingly, the voice comes not from the opposition party, the Conservatives, but from a leader, indeed the leader, of the Labour Party, Prime Minister Callaghan. He says the cozy world which we were told would go on forever, where full employment would be guaranteed by a stroke of the Chancellor's pen, cutting taxes and deficit spending, is gone. The Prime Minister, it is said, now sees socialism as an oversold superstition among the British working class. Well, if it is true that somehow we take a parallel course to Britain, then we'd better listen to what the Labour Prime Minister told the British Labour Party at its recent convention. He obviously was not out to win a popularity contest, and didn't. But even those who jeered the loudest must have wondered if they could equal his courage. "We must ask ourselves unflinchingly," he said, "what is the cause of high unemployment?" And he answered his own question. "Quite simply and unequivocally, it is caused by paying ourselves more than the value of what we produce. This is an absolute fact of life which no government, be it left or right, can alter. We have lived too long on borrowed money, and even borrowed ideas, and live in too troubled a world to be able in a matter of months or even a couple of years to enter the promised land." He went on to say to his surly audience, "We used to think you could just spend your way out of a recession and increase employment by cutting taxes and boosting government spending. I tell you, that option no longer exists. And insofar as it did exist, it worked by injecting inflation into the economy." He added, "We can only become competitive by having the right kind of investment at the right kind of level and by significantly improving the productivity of both labor and capital. Nor will we succeed if we use confetti money to pay ourselves more than we produce." I wonder if George Meany would like to ask him to address the AFL-CIO convention. And while he's here, maybe he could speak to Congress. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in His Own Voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. My guests today are, I have attorney Chuck Bell, and I also have Paso Robles resident
David Nelson. Hi.
And we are going to be talking about the biggest story in Paso Robles that has happened in quite some time. That has to do with the claim against the city wanting more than $2 million by the city manager, Ty Lewis. Ty Lewis filed a claim, and I'm going to explain a little bit first how we got here. Things started going rough in the beginning of the year. When I contacted Ty in either December late December, early January, and I informed him that the paid parking ordinance had not been legally done, that there were issues with zoning and issues. There were two issues regarding the vehicle code. He disparaged me. He demeaned me. He demeaned the attorney I had talked to and said it was ridiculous. It was not true. And he was a bit angry. Then fast forward a couple weeks later, the city attorney claims she discovered it all on her own and that they were going to stop it and have to redo it. Ty Lewis had been one of the people when he was the chief of police. He wanted paid parking because he wanted money to fund 2 to 4 new officers. He was one of the primary proponents of this, according to city council agenda reports, staff reports. So then you fast forward till about March. I'm at a coffee shop one morning, and I'm with a neighbor, and we're discussing an issue, and right behind me is sitting a man. I've never met Ty Lewis. My back is about 1.5 to 2 feet away from Ty Lewis. I didn't know it was him. He didn't know it was me. While I'm sitting there, Chris Bausch and John Hammond walk in. And they sit down, and they're talking where I can hear every word. And I realize who they are, and I tell the person I'm with, try to be a little quieter. And I start listening. And it was clearly a meeting disparaging Chris Bausch for saying the word staff report when talking about a report and not being a team player. I didn't hear every single word said. There were times we got up and got more coffee. There were times we walked over to get breakfast. There were times I left before they left. But I will tell you, I did hear Chris Bausch say, I'm going to record this meeting. And I will tell you, I have an email from Ty Lewis saying, you know that meeting was recorded. Yeah, because he wanted me to get the recording from Chris Bausch and do the whole, whatever, 2-hour meetings and transcribe it. Wow. I didn't do it. But anyway, those are some of the reasons that we started having problems and having irritations. Then, in May or June, well, there was also an issue in April where the city council, and we'll talk about this when we go through it all, had a meeting where they had said they had agreed to release information from a closed-door meeting, and then they had a meeting with Dave Nelson and others from the parking, the people doing the parking referendum. He claims that me finding out about that meant that Chris Bausch released closed-door evidence. It was John Rausch who called me and told me, but we will go over this today also. Then in May or June, I talked to another council member, and I was told there's information coming out that you're getting closed-door issues, and there could be legal action against you and others if you don't stop getting closed-door information from Chris Bausch. This obviously was not Chris Bausch. And I was told there were legal actions going then. I do not know if Ty Lewis tried to get a payout at that point before he filed an official one. But remember, he didn't work back then. He left for about 3 weeks and didn't show up to the office at all. So now we fast forward, and in mid-August, he files for this $2.27 million payout, and he makes a litany of claims. So what we're going to do today is I have Chuck Bell, who I believe is the number one political attorney in California. He is no longer practicing. Chuck, when did you hang up your hat?
Well, thanks, Karen, for having me on. I retired as of December 31st of 2023. So you are correct. I'm no longer a practicing attorney, and I'm just offering my comments here to the extent they may be useful or helpful to the public in understanding some of the legal issues involved.
And that is the primary thing that we are going to do today, is we're going to go over point by point of the legal issues that are involved in this claim. We're going to read from the claims, and I'm going to ask Chuck Bell to tell me what his view on the legality of this being actionable. Dave Nelson is in studio, and one of the things I want Dave to talk about is what happened in that meeting where they talked to him and John Roush. Well, again, the meeting is one of Ty Lewis's reasons for suing the city and Chris Bausch, is that I was received information from that meeting. But we're going to start. I'm going to start with a summary of his complaints. Now, he first says on May 7th that he was transported to a hospital because he had a drop in blood pressure and almost fainted. There's a Tribune article where he says that he passed out during the meeting. He walked out of the meeting. He did not pass out during the meeting.
An important point here is that was the day that paid parking was repealed, and it was minutes before that the council voted to repeal paid parking before Ty Lewis left the building on his own power.
Yes.
But the fire engine was outside because I stepped outside to talk to the TV station.
And he did get on a gurney, but he walked out. He did not pass out during the meeting. He now says he could not work because of hypertension. It's kind of the opposite. He had a low blood pressure event then, and now he's having a high blood pressure event that's stopping him from working.
Another thing to note, he's been on a leave of absence basically since that date. He hasn't been in the office.
No, and they say... In the staff report, if you read the staff report from the meeting where they made Chris Hewitt
interim,
it actually says they're also paying Ty Lewis his full salary while he's out on sick leave. That is one of the things we're going to go over today, is why are they not having him go on why are they paying, not having him go on workers' comp? If he's unable to work and he has a medical excuse, why is the city just paying two men full salary as city manager? Now, then we're gonna start getting into. He claims that almost everything that happened here had to do with Councilman Chris Bausch, and that Councilman Chris Bausch, here's how he writes it, has created a toxic and hostile work environment for me and others. So the first thing he points out is during that May 7th meeting, he says that what one of the upsetting factors was that Chris Bausch was looking at him with a mean look. Now, I'm going to ask you, Chuck, is that actionable? If someone doesn't gives you kind of a mean look at a meeting, could you sue for damages if you're a public figure?
Well, let me first say I am not, I have met Chris Bausch and am at least acquainted with him in a very casual way, having met him at a few public meetings other than any Paso Robles City Council meetings. So I just wanted that to be clear. Usually these kinds of issues arise in employment discrimination type cases, and it's hard to imagine that a claim of an evil eye or alone would be sufficient to establish a claim of some kind of discrimination against an employee. I guess I will leave it at that.
And I'm pretty sure he's a contract employee. He's an at-will employee as a city manager. Now, his next claim, I will read this one. He claims that Mr. Bausch helped to manufacture and perpetuate a false criminal complaint against me by Michael Rivera. And let me explain how this happened. There was a committee meeting for homelessness for the city. Michael Rivera was there. And this, what I'm giving you right now is what I got off of an incident report from the Sheriff's Department. Ty Lewis was standing behind Michael Rivera when he touched him from behind in what has been described as an aggressive manner. At the time, Michael Rivera and him exchanged a few words. Ty Lewis said, allegedly was angry about something Mike Rivera had said. In a witness report by a local pastor, Ken Parrish, he says that he witnessed the Ty Lewis in his face. Ty Lewis touched him, and that Ty Lewis then asked him to go outside and told him, "I should not have done that, but he is very irritating." That is in the incident report from the sheriff's department. So there doesn't, I asked Mike Rivera if there was any evidence that that happened, that he got, was told to irritate Ty or get this going from Mr. Bausch. He said, absolutely not. It had nothing to do with Mr. Bausch in any way. I'm going to ask you again, Chuck, is that actionable if he says he believes that Chris Bausch directed Rivera to make this criminal complaint, but he also claims it was a completely false criminal complaint. The sheriff's department actually sent a report to the district attorney to decide whether to press charges. So it doesn't appear that they looked at this and said, oh, this is false. They interviewed witnesses and sent, you know, a request for a possible prosecution. Is this actionable on Ty Lewis against Chris Bausch?
Well, once again, and pardon my going into more legal detail, but the way that this would have to be proved in a court of law would be for the complaining party to bring a legal action, making an allegation under penalty of perjury. All of that would be subject to proof requirements in civil court, taking into account whatever evidence the plaintiff were able to muster, and other evidence that could be introduced in opposition to that. In this case, presumably, it would be brought against the city. So the city, having the defense, would have to muster evidence of witnesses, including any of the individuals involved whose names you've mentioned, to defend that case. So, you know, it would have to be a perfected claim to be brought in a court of law and would be subject to all of the opportunities in a civil case for the plaintiff and the defendant to prove or disprove the allegation.
Hey, I have a question. This is Dave Nelson. The way this is worded, it seems to me that Ty is alleging a conspiracy to commit a crime of a false police report. That's a serious charge. Without any evidence, it seems. He hasn't alleged any evidence. He's just made this claim. And it also seems to me that that's libelous by Ty against these two parties, one who's a council member and one who's running for council. What do you say?
Well, those are good questions. And I guess you know, there is a potential for individuals to bring defamation actions against anyone making an alleged defamatory statement against them. That introduces a new element into this. The situation I was describing was one in which the action was brought for damages by Mr. Lewis against the city, and you know, he would also have the option to bring an action potentially for a variety of things against the individuals involved, Mr. Rivera and so forth, but they also would have the potential to cross-claim or bring their own independent claims that his allegations were defamatory against them. All of this can get pretty complicated.
And I have a question. I have been told in the past, and this may be incorrect, that if somebody files a lawsuit with information that's not true in it, you cannot sue them for that, what they put in legal papers. Is that the same thing with a claim?
Well, statements that are made in legal pleadings are protected. Things that are made outside of a court of law would not be protected. And, of course, all of the individuals, or at least several of them involved, are either public officials or public figures. When a public official or public figure is sued for defamation, they have certain rights, including the right to strike the claim under an expedited procedure.
We've got to take a quick break, and we'll get back to this question when we get back from a word from our sponsor.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash. Paso Glass is where it's at.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has known for over 50 years that you have a choice when it comes to garage door services. That's why they utilize only the finest garage door materials and equipment, and their fleet of fully equipped service vehicles are ready to serve your maintenance and repair needs quickly and efficiently. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hi, Gene, this is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I am the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. We have written multiple stories about the allegations made by Ty Lewis against the city of Paso Robles and primarily Councilman Chris Bausch. He also goes out after two people running as for office right now, claiming they did illegal things. He also goes after Cal Coast News, and I will get into that in a moment. Today on the show, I have attorney Chuck Bell. He's not a practicing attorney now. He is one of the most knowledgeable attorneys I've ever met regarding politics in the state of California. I also have Dave Nelson on the show. He was involved in several of the incidents Ty Lewis is talking about in his suit. Right now, we're in the midst of going over the claim. Now, one more thing. So claims are not protected as are legal filings. So, for example, he made allegations that I write rumors, that I'm getting rumors from people, and that I'm violating, I'm getting things from closed session and writing rumors without any evidence, something the Tribune now has repeated. Does that mean that that opens Ty up if it is provable he had no evidence whatsoever? And that's for you, Chuck.
Well, I don't have enough information to really comment on that, Karen. That whole subject is pretty fraught with complications about whether any of this information might have been disclosed legally under any actions by the public body itself, the council. So without knowing more, I really can't comment on that. I guess generally the purpose of closed sessions that consider confidential information is to maintain the confidentiality of that, and the public body, you know, with the advice of its own counsel as to the, you know, propriety of doing that or not, can make a determination if it wants to make confidential material discussed in closed session public. But there are some challenges with that as they concern employment issues. So it's a complicated issue, and the facts here obviously are quite important, and I'm not fully conversant with them at all. So.
And I also, another question. There is a protection, though, over things brought up during council meetings. So you do not have to watch your speech during a council meeting. Is that accurate?
Well, there's some problems if you disclose confidential information from closed session without authorization of the body that was engaged in a closed session discussions. So there's not complete immunity for statements that are made in public. And it is complicated, again, if the public body has not authorized the disclosure of that information. But, let me just go back and comment. I mean, there are a lot of potential legal issues with all of the things here, and so taking them serially, I think, is interesting, but it's probably not as important as the big overall picture of what may be going on here, which, as I understand it, is a public claim for compensation that Mr. Lewis would have to assert in some fashion, since, as I understand it, the public agency has denied that claim. So he would have to take some legal action to pursue any of these claims that he has made in that circumstance by taking it to court, and then he would have to prove up any of his allegations.
We're going to have our top of the hour break and be back with more with Chuck Bell and Dave Nelson. And Chuck, I'm going to go over, I think, 8 things, and we should be done with those and then look at the broader picture. But I wanted to make sure the public knows the allegations made before they look at the broader picture. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.